We welcome you to the evening service of Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. And for those who are here, praise the Lord. And those who are coming into our auditorium for the final service of our church today. And for those who just get into the internet, welcome again. And may God bless you as we complete today the book of Romans. Can you believe it? 16 weeks on the book of Romans, chapter by chapter. And I'm debating in my mind what I have to do next month when we're going to preach. God's willing, next Sunday, Brother Pastor Greg will teach. Then there is no evening service. And then in February, I'm debating what series I will have for the evening service. But in the meantime, we rejoice in Romans. What a great book and what a mighty hand of God in the teaching. All right, now we're going to start different again. 224 in your hymn books, and we're going to glorify God with this wonderful song, I Know Whom I Have Believed, the words of the great Apostle Paul. I know whom I have believed. 224. Father, it is a pleasure to conclude the day in your house, spending time and praising your name, giving glory to a God who has brought us from nonsense to the wisdom that comes from above. Thank you, Father. The Corinthians tell us that Jesus has become wisdom for us. Thank you, Lord. And as we praise your name and as we share testimonies, and as we look into the last chapter of Romans, I'm so happy again, Father, that we have looked upon a book that give us doctrinal instruction with respect to sin and salvation, and then practical instruction for our Christian life. Thank you, Lord, that your teachings are complete and beautiful. Bless us as we share the last moments of our church day together. In Jesus we pray, amen. And always we share a song from your heart to our heart. There are many things we can be grateful for this morning, for the wonderful performance of Devin. We don't call performance the special music, but I have to say that's a word that well described her wonderful piano playing, all right? It was excellent. And we all felt the Spirit of God in that. And so we thank you, Devin, for your dedication. And I thank the Lord for Tayan and Henry for their dedication to take over until my wife, God's willing, get back into the rotated shoulder and the tendon hopefully said, oh, I had to grab this and come back. Hopefully that could happen. So it is a pleasure to have the church body working together for good. And also I heard a lot of comments about the last words our assistant chairman and chief have give you on the building, and everybody was so praising God for the wisdom of our church. And so it is. The secret of our church is a great companionship of deacons with the pastors, and that we have only one thing in mind, to do God's will, and that's it. And any project that destroys God's will for the church, we stop it and reconsider it again. And I know the Lord is going to do great things within this 6 months, and we will one day have the joy of giving that shovel out and start the building. All right? You now selected one son, and Mary Thompson. 181. And all our college people are out, and Gregorito is out. And so 181, the wonderful son, an Alwyn Christian Soldiers, is good. And by the way, I have to give you the other news. I teach one class, and then Ephraim teach the next Sunday at 1 and 1. And I sit down and listen at least for 25, 30 minutes. And he did the presentation like I did. It's good, somebody trying to imitate, brought the paper with all the analysis and so on, and all in Spanish, and wonderful, and talk intensively in Spanish. They did not mix one word in English. And then all the questions were directed. I don't know if Anthony was too close to the front, but was directed to Anthony. And Anthony answered. And then Anthony did not understand the word orgullo. And so he said, momentito, por favor. He said, you know, and with all the English accent, but he was speaking. And he said, what orgullo? ¿Qué orgullo significa? And I thought the Ephraim will explain it in English, but not. He gave many examples in Spanish. And now the antennas of poor little Anthony had to be swimming. And he said, oh, that means pride. Oh, we all applaud. So I guarantee to you, this is the best Spanish lesson you can have in your life. If the guy said, what orgullo means? The guy said, orgullo significa ser un persona. The guy was like this. I said, oh, poor Anthony. But I keep myself, my mouth shut. He's the teacher. So I look on it. And then Anthony came up with the answer. Ah, pride. And we all applaud him, and he feels good about it. All right. 181. This is Spanish son. Hermano, onward Christian soldier, Don Pedro. ¿Cómo se dice en español este? ¿Se acuerda? Onward Christian soldier. ¿Se acuerda en español, hermano? Yo me olvidé. Firmes y adelantes. Gracias, hermano. You have to be in the Spanish class because... All right, onward, Christian song. Thank you. darling, tell me.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me. Yes, 449, all the young people right here in Candace work with them, you know, and train them in the afternoon. And so it is beautiful. Number 449, we have a professional teacher. 479? Well, I'm getting older. I have to recognize it. It's my fault. 479. All right. Here we are. Look at this. Let me take a look here because it's wonderful. This is the pastoral choir have improved so many children. All right, we have to talk to the young couple so there's more children coming up. Okay, here we are. Have the pleasure to register that choir in my iPod, and I can send it out to people. Let me see how they come out. Oh, but in this way, they come out beautiful. Wow. And the red color pickup's very good. And so look at this. This is good. Eh? Good. Very good. All right. We email to people when they say we don't have a church. Yes, we have a big church in the evening. All right. Here we are. Where is your son? Tell me, and if you are in the internet, our brother is watching the screen. Okay, oh yeah, tell me, Casey.
554.
Wow, right to the end. She must start reading the hymn book from the end backwards, all right? 554, I wish, there must be another hymn book. 455, because otherwise we have to go to the store and see we got a 455. You know, mothers are like that. They know what the children said. All right? There's no, great? Yes, 455. Now, Casey is 455, my darling. All right, here we are. It's wonderful. Brother, you have, I don't know, I thought you made the hand. Darling?
261.
Say it again.
261.
Trust and obey. Because that's the way. All right? 261. 261. Trust and obey.
Thank you.
right, let me get Benjamin in the back of you, and then you, Andrew.
93,
all right, 93, and Benjamin, you go to heaven now, okay, 93, hurt the angels, he's still in Christmas, all right, do you give him a present, because he's still in Christmas, all right. Alright. 334. 334. Alright. Beautiful. Well, very soon my Spanish class will grow if they keep it this way. Alright. Now let's go to practice. Alright. 334. Be thou my vision. This is the hymn from who liked this hymn? Most Gregory. Alright. Be with my vision. Señorita Tricia, welcome back to America. All right.
116.
All right. Do you enjoy your visit with a family in Philippines?
Yes.
Good. That's good. 116. 116. 116. A Korean only learn Spanish. All right.
Thank you.
sufferings of our Lord Jesus. Sometimes we don't understand, we take for granted the freedom that we have, but somebody had to suffer for us, and that's Christ. All right, we have still some minutes. Señora Otero? 19. Can you say that in Spanish, please? Ooh, Don Pedro, no. Number 19, to God, the God of Abraham. And we close over. Let's sing. Okay, go ahead. 292. Por favor, in Spanish right now. 292. Wow. These churches really get into heaven. All right, 292. All right. Surely goodness and mercy. Thank you. Thank you, Diane, for your wonderful service to the Lord. And we appreciate your gift and your sharing the gift with us. May